They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
One airplane manufacturer, three nations, and a growing dispute.
When airline manufacturers go to war, governments always get involved.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The UK and US have long touted their special relationship, but a dispute with Canadian plane manufacturer Bombardier is leading to tensions on both sides of the Atlantic. The BBC's Simon Jack explains Bombardier's connection to all three nations.
It's based in Canada. It has a big factory in Northern Ireland. It's the biggest employer in Belfast, which is part of the United Kingdom. They've been selling planes to the Americans. Boeing don't like it, want to basically put tariffs on these planes. That threatens jobs in Canada and Northern Ireland, which means the UK Prime Minister doesn't like it. She relies on Northern Irish votes for her parliamentary majority, so she really cares about this and will be raising it with the Canadian Prime Minister today.
What is it that Boeing wants the US government to do here?
Boeing wants the US government to put a tariff on the planes that Bombardier is selling to US airlines. Bombardier just sold 75 jets to Delta at what Boeing say are below the cost of production. So they want basically the International Trade Commission to make a ruling on this later this month. And as a result of that, whack some tariffs on this to level the playing field. Bombardier is saying, you weren't even competing for this contract, go away.
Can these countries sort it out?
When airline manufacturers go to war, governments always get involved. The truth is that all airline manufacturers get subsidies of some kind from states, from governments, because they provide a lot of jobs and there's huge upfront costs. So this dispute could rumble on for a long time yet.
Simon Jack, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are higher. China's Hang Seng closed up 352 points, or 1.27%. The DAX is leading European shares higher, up 72 points, or 0.58%. Social media company Snapchat shares have dropped over 40% since they made their debut on the New York Stock Exchange earlier this year. The company is making headlines today because it agreed to block Qatari-backed news organization Al Jazeera from its platform in Saudi Arabia. The BBC's Victoria Craig has more.
Snapchat defended its decision to agree to the Saudi Arabian government's request to block Al Jazeera's content from its Discover section, saying in a statement that it makes an effort to comply with local laws in the countries where it operates. The move comes after Saudi Arabia, along with Bahrain, Egypt, and the UAE, demanded that Qatar shut down Al Jazeera as part of a 13-point list of demands. The four countries accused the network, and Qatar generally, of supporting terrorism in the region. In a statement to the Wall Street Journal, Al Jazeera said, quote, "The fundamental question is how a publicly traded U.S. company, which stands for freedom of speech where access to social media is a constitutional right, could deny those rights to others." Other critics of the move have suggested that since the Saudi Wealth Fund is a big investor in many U.S. tech firms, it could set precedent for some of those firms hoping to operate in the region.
Victoria Craig. Europe's biggest economy votes this Saturday. All this week, the BBC's Joe Miller is taking us on a tour of Germany. Today, he's in Rhineland, home to thriving cities, but also struggling former mining towns. Now, the party workers traditionally support the German Social Democratic Party, or SPD. The main rival to Chancellor Angela Merkel is struggling, too.
No matter how many times you've been to Cologne's Gothic Cathedral, stepping into its cavernous nave is a breathtaking experience. In many ways, this cathedral tells the story of life in the Rhineland, a place wedded to tradition, but not immune to the tides of the modern European economy. One man who's making the most of his traditional working-class Rhinish roots is Angela Merkel's main challenger, the Social Democrat or SPD leader, Martin Schulz. Schulz comes from the heart of coal country, where the SPD still enjoys strong support. But as big cities such as Cologne and Dusseldorf thrive, former mining communities are struggling, and the SPD is struggling to talk to both places at the same time.
Please move off to the right in 3 kilometres. We had a lot of steel mining and coal mining and steel planting.
Alex Scherer is the local SPD organizer in Oberhausen, a city just an hour away from Cologne, but several decades behind North Rhine-Westphalia's modern metropolises.
It's a classical workers' region, so, and the SPD is a classical workers' party.
But the SPD has been losing support, not just in the run-up to the election and the polls, but also here in North Rhine-Westphalia. Why has the support waned?
I think the SPD is still strong in the big towns and lost a lot in the farmers' regions. See, the other side, Angela Merkel, she said nothing. We are fighting for the votes, but she said nothing. She said, everything is okay. And it isn't everything okay.
In Berlin, the SPD is keen to project an image of modern Germany, but the party, which looks set to lose ground in next week's election, may soon be asking itself whether the concerns of its traditional base still bear enough relevance to the rest of the country. In Cologne, I'm the BBC's Joe Miller for Marketplace.
Finally, shareholders at Jimmy Choo vote today on a $1.2 billion takeover bid by handbag retailer Michael Kors. The deal could mark the fifth time Jimmy Choo has been sold since it was founded in 1996. If the shoe fits. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.